We all have our morning routine.
The kids ain't gonna learn nothing.
Thanks for making Toucher and Rich part of yours.
That's right, baby.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okie dokie, let's go. .5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. All right. Dan is not considered what to do with his death, but we do have a phone call. James, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Hey.
I just flipped it on and heard the whole Remains talk, and it just struck me as funny. Just on Mother's Day, the Red Sox had a free event, the Mother's Day Walk in the Park.
Yeah.
Which we took advantage of to get a family member's ashes spread on the field, which I just want to recommend everyone or let everyone know, they do not blend in with the dirt on the warning track. we thought we were so sly. My father's pushing my youngest son in his stroller, and my mother goes, "Just being conspicuous, Jim," and he flips the baggie over and essentially gronk spikes poor Uncle Bobby. So I look at him and I go awkwardly, "Should we kick him around? Blend him in?
Should we move some dirt around and get this blended in?"
We panicked because all of a sudden Channel 4 came over and goes, "Oh, why are you guys here? Mind if we put you on the air?
How you doing, boys?"
And I'm kicking him the ashes around. Finally, we did a lap. We grabbed some more and brought him over to Pesky in the dugout as well, just to make him feel at home.
So I'll tell you this, is that that is the only reason to go on the field of Fenway's if you're spreading ashes. That right there. You know what? When BC plays there, they were nice enough, Coach Gambino, a year ago. It could have happened this year, too, but my son
was being... Yeah, I saw you guys.
My son was being a checkist. Yes, and I did see you. And Roach has this thing where he's not on the air, and you see him out, and he's like a stern person. Like, he's down to business. You are watching your daughter on your iPad.
Oh, well, that was like... That's why.
Okay, because you were like really intense.
Yes, I get into those games.
I don't blame you.
Yeah,
and you weren't being an ass or anything. You just were a different person.
Yeah.
Like you were being like a sort of gruff, which is I'm totally not used to. Even this early in the morning, off air, you and I get along very well.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I was not used to seeing you.
Yes, we do.
So,
but
gruff.
No, you'll go through that. But don't you when your son's pitching or your daughter's playing? Don't you get that feeling? You guys will all get that feeling too, and you know, and it never goes away. Even as they go up and up and up and up, you still like I should feel confident. You do feel confident, but it's just different. You just root for them so hard, you know, to do so well.
Well, what I've learned is that when my son's pitching, I sit on the bench.
Yep.
I don't walk around.
Yep.
And if
you have your ways, you know what I mean.
And I don't say he can glance at me if he wants to. And then what I've also learned is to shut up while he's hitting.
Yes. So, that's the big one. My daughter's tuned out, both of us, my wife and my myself, when she hits. Like, I don't say anything, you know. And by all my friends used to be like, when I was at our high school games, I used to sit behind. I like sitting behind home plate because they're catchers. Both my kids were catchers. And I wouldn't say a word to my kids. I would talk to the umpires. I would talk to both coaches and stuff like that. And people say, "Oh, you must be putting so much pressure on your daughter." I'd be like, no, because she'll give me an evil look if I said one word to her.
You know what you should do is tell your son to get back in the game and tell him about Yadier Molina situation where Hicks threw a ball 105 miles an hour that was fouled out and cracked his cup.
Oh,
that's a good one for the kids.
Got back in last night.
Yeah.
After all that time.
Absolutely.
That was.
That game was televised nationally, unfortunately. Even though the Red Sox got away with murder yesterday against the Tigers, if you missed it, first inning.
It would have mattered so much. Oh, no, according to Fred.
Of course it would have mattered.
They would have changed the entire game.
A knuckleballer has... How much of...
Well, it might have become a slugfest, put it that way.
How much of...
Detroit's awful.
They're not awful. They're .500. They're fine.
Yeah.
They're doing better than anyone thought they'd do.
Yeah.
If I'm a knuckleballer, what's the most important thing to a knuckleballer? The second most important thing. First is, like, would you imagine the condition of your nails.
Right.
And I'm not joking.
Yep.
Second is, what? Your mental state.
Yeah, get out of the first inning.
Right. So if they score there and Castellanos is on second and then Cabrera's coming up, who ultimately walks, that's an entirely different game. And you hear you two jabronis going, you don't even know that he missed the tag.
I did not see that angle. I was watching the game. I did not see that
I
angle.
I was watching the game.
Okay, so my point was, Dan, in the 6 o'clock hour, you might have listened to it in the car on the way down, because you were stuck in a massive amount of traffic at 6:15, is that the Red Sox have the second best offense in the majors, one run behind the Yankees. Considering how bad Detroit's starting pitcher was last night, I remain convinced that the Red Sox would have won the game anyway.
That's what I meant. It might have been a slugfest, Fred, but I think they would have outscored
them. Okay, so
but I get what you're saying.
You take no credence.
It could have changed the game. No, it could have.
Of course it changes the game. There's nobody out.
But do we know for a fact that the lace didn't get him after that or anything like that? You don't know.
So now we're going. No, his hand's on the plate.
Yeah, but earlier it might have just nicked him and stuff. You don't know.
The string on his glove?
Yeah.
So now that's out?
Yeah.
You have to tag him with the ball, moron.
No, it's part of the glove.
You have to tag him with the ball. No, the string in your glove doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
You have to tag him with the ball. You tag him with the glove.
Absolutely. That's a game of baseball. You don't have to tag him with the ball. So would I tag him with my right hand then? I got the glove in my...
No, the ball's in your glove.
I have to tag him with the ball, not a string on the glove.
It's part of the glove. The ball becomes part of the glove.
Come on. Give me a break.
You can't tag a guy with a ball when it's in your glove.
You have to put your glove on the person.
Yeah, so if you swipe and you get your string of the glove on him, that's out.
Dan, you weigh in, Wallach. A string of your glove?
Dan's right.
A string of your glove.
It's part of the glove.
Part of the glove. Part of the glove. Dan's right. And you, sir, are incorrect.
Okay, have you ever seen a call overturned because the string of a glove hit the runner?
I have not seen an instance where the string of the glove was the difference, but theoretically speaking, yes. String of the glove is part of the glove.
Mike Lockhart, string of the glove.
I'm with Dan on this.
Oh.
Yeah. You're out.
String of the glove.
Yes.
All right.
You're what everything that's wrong with sports.
all three of us or just Dan individually?
Dan more than anyone.
Okay.
You got to go, bro.
So if you were watching your son play,
yeah,
and he slides into home. He makes a nice slide. He avoids the tag, puts his left hand down. And the ump says a fraction of the string of the glove hit your son.
You got to go with it.
It's upsetting,
yes.
But he's out.
If he completely missed the tag, then that's different.
Okay, I completely disagree.
Well, that much
is
obvious.
I know, it's just the rule. It's not like I'm not disagreeing and saying, that's the rule.
So then, all right, devil's advocate. Why don't I just have basically like a 70s leather jacket on my glove?
Some guys have
the stuff hanging off.
Yeah, with heavy laces, long laces. Why not?
Yeah, like I'll have a foot of laces on my glove, yeah, so sure. I can just wave it around.
There's going to be specifications, I'm sure, that they have with that too. Right? In the rule book.
All right, so have you heard of players designing gloves to have
to extend
the strings?
No. But I think there's probably a regulation as how long it could be.
No, but have you... Okay, fine. I'm unaware of that rule.
You mean guys trying to cheat or something like that?
No, not cheat. But why, if I'm a catcher or a shortstop, would I not have the laces as long as they could be?
I guess, I would.
But have you heard of anyone doing that?
No.
So why wouldn't everyone do that?
Because I don't think it's been on Earth until you and I just discussed it.
Oh, you don't think that?
So maybe tonight,
okay,
when you see Bogey with strings down to his knees on his glove, that's why.
I know the rotation rate of the curveball of the kid that the Atlanta Braves drafted would be the highest in Major League Baseball. So how the hell you figure that out? I'll never know. But you don't think they've found out the big riddle about strings on your glove?
I don't know.
Oh, you're such a homer.
What am I a homer for? I'm just saying, if that was switched, if that was, who was the catcher for the Tigers last night?
I don't know.
If it was him.
Some guy.
I don't know.
If it was him and the other runner. And that,
I know, like,
I'd
four
say the
guys on the team. What?
I just said, if it was switched around, if that was a Tiger uniform and the catcher and the Red Sox, I'd say the same.
I wouldn't care. That's not the issue. The issue is your string argument.
You just said
argument.
I'm a homer. Why'd you call me a homer?
Because of this string shenanigans.
And I just said if it was switched, I wouldn't say.
No, yeah, yeah.
You don't want to hear my argument or anything.
John, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to call and defend Dan Roach here because you were saying that you could definitely do TV, but, I mean, I see you struggle every single day with reading the commercials for the Dunkin' Donuts and everything.
No, that's charming. That's why people come to the tea, because it's charming.
Right.
It's not a cookie cutter read.
They come to the tea. That's right.
They want you to stand out. That's sure. why they do personal endorsements.
Right.
I'm not struggling. I'm improvising. I can read copy.
I still say this needs to happen.
I don't want to do it.
I want you to do it. Joe Giza wants you to do it.
Bill, go ahead.
It'd be fun.
Freddie, man, come on. What happens when a batter's at the plate and the ball nicks him? Nicks his jersey.
Right.
By a hair.
Uh-huh.
Nicks first base.
Absolutely.
Same principle. If a string, it's the runner.
Okay, then why is there not? Why would I not go for the much? First of all, do you know if there's a rule about the amount of string you can have on your glove?
No idea. I don't
okay.
make the rules.
Okay, no. Fair enough. But if that was the case, don't you think people would have figured out? All right, well, use as much. Let's get as much string as possible.
I guess, but it is what it is, man.
All right, well, you're out of your mind.
Everybody's wrong.
Jack, go ahead.
Freddie T., you are correct, sir. They changed the rule in 2016 after Altuve tagged the guy with the laces of his gloves. They looked at the replay. They said, no, that's crazy because you can make the strings 3 feet long. So, no, the strings are, by rule, specifically, the strings are not enough.
All right, yeah, so I just saw this. Major League Baseball has made several minor rule changes.
Oh!
Including.
Come on, Freddie T.
Including one
you got it right and the nerds got it wrong. Come on. Come on. You stuck with your guns and you said it out loud. Come on. Go ahead.
I was just going to read it to you, but I'm not going to
read
it to you now because you're being like a kid.
I am just a kid at heart. Read it up.
It's the magic of the tea.
By the way, we've just done a break on
the
one
video.
Play in the Red Sox game. So give me a little
which is
credit.
More than what we'll get in the next 3 months.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
all right. So give me the rule.
The video showed a play in which Houston second baseman Jose Altuve touched a sliding runner with the hanging laces from his glove. In the past, that was called an out. Now, that won't be long enough. Won't be enough to count as a tag. So they discussed all the changes. And also the top to bottom length of a first baseman's mitt and fielder's glove was increased by an inch to 13 inches. So maybe that was a compromise in that one, too. But
and by
there
the way,
go. But
you
I was also
know
somebody
about
tweeted
this rule change at all.
Right. And somebody also.
It was an out up until 2 years ago.
Somebody tweeted at us that if you watched it, he also tagged him right below the numbers when he slid home.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. No. Josh
one
Fowler's
picture.
Putting it
that's
up.
That's just Josh Fowler throwing one picture. Josh Fowler can manipulate all these things that he wants to. It's like
so you think
he photoshopped it?
Yes. Now look
there's
at
the
it.
Play. By
okay,
that,
here he goes.
It looks
here he
like
goes
he's
in.
Out. There, right
no,
before,
he never touched him.
Right
yeah,
before
right.
he touched home plate. That's what it looks like
right,
from that
Dan.
Angle.
Very good. Well, you saw the picture that he didn't. But I like that you're still sticking with that.
Well, why didn't they challenge it?
Well, there's your Red Sox break for the next
they did
5
not
years.
By the way, Detroit yeah, has a chance, had a chance to challenge it and didn't.
No, I know they didn't because the Jabroni Fatso was the ump.
Jabroni Fatso.
Hey there.
Joe West.
Joe West, okay. But why didn't the Detroit manager?
Because they know Joe West doesn't like replays and he would have been all sour about it.
He would have been angry and taking it out on Detroit for wasting his time?
Yep.
I see.
He would say, how dare you call me out?
Okay.
Well, it ain't easy being right. That's just the way it is.
You were aware of the rule change.
Altuve in 2015.
But you knew about that before the caller?
Of course.
Okay.
I didn't want to reference it because it would have just bugged you.
Right. No, you're right. It would have.
Here's the CBS Sportsman with Boomer Esiason brought to you by Stone & Bank. Boomer discusses how idiots don't know about the laces rule and they call themselves big baseball fans.
How old are you, son? I'm 14.
You get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Again, if you're just joining us, Dan Roach and John Wallach ignorant about the rules of baseball. A sweet victory for yours truly over there. I did check the Toucher and Rich Twitter, which I never do, and so many people saying that I was an idiot. And then here comes a heroic caller who is a baseball aficionado and puts Dan and John in their places. How many Red Sox games do you watch a year there, Danny boy?
Oh, pretty much everyone.
Yeah, and imagine not knowing that rule. John, how many games do you watch a year?
About 30 or 35 less than him.
Dink. Okay, so you watch 132?
No, I don't know, 70, 80?
All right, so that's a lot of baseball.
Yeah, it is a lot of baseball.
Yeah, maybe you guys should get more nitty-gritty with the whole product and talk to the players about the rules. If you've been watching the NBA Finals...
Really?
Or just
how it ends? Really?
Who was right and who was wrong?
You were right, but you didn't know why.
I knew why. I knew that the rule was
no,
ridiculous.
You did not know the rule.
You did not know
you
the rule.
You did not know the rule.
I knew about the first baseman glove inches. You I knew about all of that.
All right.
Listen, I've been shopping for first baseman gloves for
sure.
6 months.
Just and I remember Tech had long laces in the glove and everything like that. With the, so I don't know if they... That's, maybe that's part of the reason why they changed it.
What, did someone tweet you that?
No, I remember Tech's glove, because Tech's an all-star sporting goods guy.
Are you going to doubt that he knew that Tech's glove had extra lace?
He didn't know the rule of baseball, a very important rule, a rule that could change the course of a game, of a season.
He got ratified 2 years ago. Up until then, it was the same rule for ages. Laces were part of it. So take that in your pipe and smoke it, Mr.
How
Tiger.
Many times do you think that they called someone out because the laces hit them?
Several times.
Mm-hmm. You know that? Give me one example.
Back in 1973, I remember this play at the plate. Fisk got him, swiped, and the laces were long, and boom.
Yeah.
Out.
Andrew, go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
I've come for the tea. I want to give you your props. You've been right a lot lately. You were right about Draymond Green, and the Celtics should have drafted him. You're right about New Girl. Funny, it's endearing. Cass is underrated. And now you're right about a baseball rule, and you're on a roll. I'm looking for some life advice. What should I do?
You know what, Andrew? you know what? Ride that way. Do everything Roach doesn't, and that will put you in a good place.
Right. Wake up. Be happy. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your wife and kids. Have a good family. Work hard.
I like this.
Good things happen.
I like this idea.
Don't be like that. Be the opposite.
I like this idea that I don't like my wife and kids. I like taking that to that level.
You showed me a nasty video, too.
My wife.
From your wife.
My wife texted me a video of her throwing away the Newton tab.
Oh. How about that?
Those poor people. They spent all that trouble getting that newspaper together.
And why?
And look what you've done.
Right.
Like, why did they make that?
Was it being recycled? Is it a recycle bin?
I get a local paper, too, just like you
if
guys.
If I see someone buying the Herald, I think they're out of their minds.
I love the Herald. To this day, I still like the fact that I can
You like that they have two writers?
You know what I mean? I just like
that's a garbage newspaper.
I just like reading that. I enjoy it.
Do you like the Globe or the Herald?
I read both. I read all three: the Tribune, the Globe, and the Herald.
Do you like the Globe or the Herald?
I like them both.
If you had $2,
if I had two guys to my, it depends on where I was.
If I was at the beach,
I'd get the Herald.
Because it's so stupid.
It's easier to read because the wind and everything else. You can fold it overnight.
It's easier to read because it's written at a fourth grade level.
I enjoy it.
You like the Globe more than the Herald. Who has the better sports coverage?
Don't put words in my mouth.
Who has the better sports coverage?
They're both good. They're both being different perspectives. I like different perspectives in life. I don't have to have one.
Name
That's
one good writer
I don't like
at the
one
Herald.
Paper City Towns anymore.
Name one good writer at the Herald.
Steve Buckley?
Really?
Yes.
This is where we're going? What decade is it?
Oh, see, just because you think like you're so hip and hop and you're Guitar Fest and everything else.
That's right. arguing about what newspaper is really a hip thing. There's so many 20-year-olds out there going, you know what?
I bet there are.
I often struggle with
all you 20-year-olds. Call Fred right now and tell him that you read the papers every day still. Come on. There's got to be somebody there.
I get the Sunday Globe.
Shut up, John.
I get the Sunday Globe delivered to me.
Do you really?
Yes. The Sunday Globe is a minor miracle.
The only thing I hate about the Herald now is
The writers?
They stopped, like, up in Andover. I only get the early edition, so I don't get the Red Sox game stories, box scores, and everything else.
Well, that would require any kind of money. You know? That would require not laying off 99% of your staff.
I know. Just ticks me off, though.
If it's such a great newspaper, why is it in the crapper?
I don't know, because maybe the whole industry is, Fred.
Well, the Globe is still alive.
It doesn't
alive
mean that I can't
in.
Still like it and enjoy it in the morning.
You used to bring in the newspapers for me.
I know, but I can't. I'm not going to buy them if it's, you know.
I only want the Globe. I don't want the. I don't like the. I don't like what the Herald writes.
I didn't
about
have time
the show.
Today.
The Herald is very biased against this show. Very biased. I don't like it. I encourage everyone never to buy the Herald.
No, don't do that. I enjoy the Herald.
What about it is so great?
I just like the comfort factor and just reading the news.
What are
the
you?
Day
what are you homeless?
Else?
You like the comfort factor? You, no, what, do you sleep under
my
it?
My routine. I'm a routine guy. You know that, Fred. I'm a traditionalist. I like to get up in the morning. I like
doubt,
to go get a cup of coffee. I
don't
like to get
doubt
the papers
getting a newspaper. I don't listen. I like the newspaper too.
No, you know the way you're talking.
I don't like the Herald. It's garbage.
Well, that's your opinion. That's what the world is for.
Yeah,
that's
every,
why there's
everyone
a
wants a
town.
2 cent tabloid in their town.
If you get the late edition right there in the city of Boston, love it. I'm in. Every day, late scores, the box scores. Still like to read the box scores. Still like to enjoy game stories. I like it.
I didn't say anything about the news.
You said it was garbage.
You're changing the argument. The Herald is garbage, Shane.
It is not. I like reading the box scores and everything else, and that's in the Herald.
That's a big... That's, hey, it's the Boston Herald. We have
we
the
got box
scores.
I'm
Shane,
in.
Shane, go ahead.
Hey, Rochi.
Yo.
You know what I do with my newspapers?
Oh, come on.
You know what I did for an entire year for the Providence Journal? They keep sending me a newspaper. So for an entire year, I gathered them up, and then one night, I drove them all over there and dumped them right on their front yard and drove away.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, go away.
If you stay at the...
Done. There it goes. There it nice. Is. And don't just take... Because there's like seven other people in line saying they're like
no,
the Herald.
No, no,
and you're just
not.
Taking the one that's out there.
The Providence... The Providence Journal they give you over there at the place I stay in Newport.
Ben Millett. Is that how you say Ben's last name?
Who knows? Who's Ben Millett?
From the...
Comcast.
Okay.
He just chimed in, said I'm 25 and only read paper edition of the Globe and the Herald on the weekends.
I never, ever... questioned you reading a physical newspaper. I read physical books. I don't like reading them on Kindle. I like the newspaper on Sundays. I think the Globe puts more stuff in the paper edition than they put online, as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not arguing that. I'm arguing why you would read a newspaper that has a staff of four.
Box scores. Standings. The local scores. They can do high school coverage. Danny Ventura. Has won numerous awards as a high school journalist.
Ooh.
Yeah. The woof him. Puts a lot of work in. A lot of those kids and...
That's like fastest two-legged
dog. Pages.
You know what I want to do? Is win an award for the best finger painting. High school sports.
This is not funny anymore.
High school sports. Let's just sit here with this job for a while. High school sports. Where has he won an award?
He's won several.
From the Plato Foundation?
No,
what?
From the MIAA and a lot of sports boards and stuff like that.
Now, who's he up against? Is he up against Newton North? Is he?
You were up in Detroit where they don't play high school sports.
Is he up against the Newton North Gazette?
Oh, boy.
Who's he up against?
There's a lot of local papers.
Little Charlie Schwartz that writes for the Andover Times.
Up-and-comers, that's how they start. That's how you start in this business, Fred.
Yeah, but you're saying he won an award. The awards, like he's been doing it for a long
time.
He
has been. He's been good. I like Danny a lot.
About 20 years, right?
Yeah, at least that. Danny Ventura is one of the real good guys out there.
Yeah, I'm
he's
sure.
He's all about the kids and what they do.
That's right. And that's what you have to do for a living.
And that's what you get in the Herald. You get good sports coverage. High school sports coverage. I enjoy it.
Well, listen, if they got a ringer like that, I got to tell you, you've convinced me. I'm going out to buy one right now.
All right, here's your headlines. We'll be back.
they have a great guy who's been doing high school sports for 20 years.
Just because you're on top of the mountain now and everything else and what you do, don't belittle everybody else around you.
Just because they contribute a different way in life that you don't enjoy.
I would bartend.
What are your kids pitching no-hitters in high school? And the Herald's gone. He's like, I can't find anything about the game.
I would rather bartend a million times over than cover high school sports for a newsstander.
Bartending's just so cool.
You make more. You make better money. It's
so
a
what?
Better
Maybe
job.
Maybe it's not always about the money in life, Fred. There's other things that bring
How
joy.
How much do you think that you make covering local high school sports?
Not much, but the kid has worked his tail off to provide it for the lot of made a lot of people's lives that they
can he afford rent a lot of apartment? Their lives.
Yes, I'm sure he can.
Do you think there's an oven in his apartment, or do you think it's just a hot plate?
No, I think he's got a maybe just a hot plate, but it's okay.
What?
Okay.
You say he's not making any money. If he
money
is,
not, if money he is at the Herald, and they when are you going to get that through
and
your
they
head?
Haven't laid
it's
him off.
It's not always about the money.
And he's still doing high school
There's
sports.
There's happiness.
I
maybe that's why he's so
that he
miserable.
Doesn't make any money.
Right? I bet Danny's not seeing a therapist because maybe he's not miserable. Because he doesn't make a lot
that's
of money.
That's you know what? Dan Roach at WBZ TV. You can start to
no, I don't,
calling
I
up
don't
people.
Say that.
No.
Anybody who goes to a therapist is fine. It's just you're different. You have issues.
No.
I know you have major issues in your
you
life.
You just associated.
And Stephanie, I apologize because I have sympathy for you for what you have to put up with every single day.
Me going to a therapist as a flaw.
Stephanie should be sainted what she goes through.
I'm not positive you shouldn't get suspended for what you just said.
What, that I love you?
No, that you chastised, you belittled the people, the community.
I did not.
The mental health community.
There you go. Spin. Spinny Freddy.
That's exactly what you just
Spinny
did.
Spinny Freddy T. It's your new nickname.
Well, that's what they used to call me on the playground.
Yeah, fake news Freddy. Try to drum that one up.
All right. Here are the headlines.
Yeah, who was on your lawn? What station?
Were you talking about when I made the Tim Tebow comment?
Yes.
Well, that was scandalous. You got me there.
Yes.
That was really a good idea for that station to come at me.
I win.
Yes. I've never been more humiliated than I was by making fun of Tim Tebow.
Roach won, touch or nothing.
All right. Well, you didn't know the rules of baseball. We'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. If you're just joining us, Dan Roach in for Rich. Ignorant of the rules of baseball. Being served a little bit. Rob Gronkowski has a horse named after him. Here is Rob Gronkowski. We were talking about it yesterday.
It's pretty wild. I mean, I heard about the horse like a year ago, and I saw it, and I was like, that's cool, you know? And then all of a sudden, it's like the horse is in the Kentucky Derby a year later. So it's pretty wild. Pretty cool scenario, pretty cool situation. And just shows, name it the horse my name. It's going to make it, baby.
Are you able to take it for a ride
or anything? Hopefully. I like taking things for a ride.
Run.
If that's a sexual double entendre, you might want to rethink that one.
I think his entire life is double entendre.
Yes. Yeah, but that's not really something I want out there.
Yeah.
I like riding stuff. What do you mean?
Beasts. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it just is. If he's double entendring it, it's not exactly a home run. You understand? If you know the mechanisms of everything, but perhaps he's saying something that we never knew. Gary Washburn tweeted this out yesterday. He works for the Globe. Talked to Perk about the issue with Curry. So, you know, Kendrick Perkins has been a bit of a lightning rod.
Yes.
During this whole series as he sits in a suit. And gets under the player's skin. You saw Draymond Green acting like a cheerleader towards him. Draymond Green, who's the entire reason to watch this series. He talked about Perk issues with Curry. I don't know why people keep wanting to pick battles this way. Might want to choose that expletive wisely, man, rather than bleeping with me. I don't think I'm the problem that they want, though. Might want to pick another battle. So my question to Kendrick Perkins would be, what are you going to do?
Right.
Exactly, what are you going to do? People shouldn't F with you. Why? What are you going to do? It's basketball. There's literally nothing that you could do. What are you going to, Tom Jonovich, you're going to come out and break some guy's face? You're in a suit on the bench. Calm down. The most you can do is yell at someone. This false bravado, like that you're going to fight from basketball players, is ridiculous. No one fights.
Right.
They push.
Or if they fight, they're damn sure that there are going to be people in between them. Or if they make a moat. Like, who was it that stood near the Celtics bus? Was that Carmelo Anthony after the Cheerios thing?
Yes.
He stood near the Celtics bus with, like, 8 security guards standing there with him. And he was waiting for Kevin Garnett.
Yeah,
well,
it was ludicrous.
He knew full well that he had no shot of getting close to him.
Now, listen, would I want to fight Kendrick Perkins? No, he could kill me. Literally kill me with his own hands.
Right.
But if we were, like, you know, in a conference room and there was a bunch of people around, what are you going to do? I'm going to do anything?
Plus, really, is Perkins going to take it to that extreme? Even if given the opportunity, if given the chance, okay, here's a free run at whoever it is, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, whatever. Here's a free run at him. Do you think Perkins, if given 5 milliseconds to think, would actually do something?
No. Of course not. Have fun fighting with Stephen Curry. say goodbye to any association you ever had with the NBA. Draymond Green, you'd be a folk hero, but I'm not sure you win that battle.
A lot of people would like to see Draymond get beat up, I have a feeling.
I have a feeling that the majority of people would like to see Draymond Green beat up, but I'm not sure old ass Kendrick Perkins is going to do a lot to him. I just hate that. I hate that.
That's basketball, part of the whole machoism and...
But there's one thing, like, if in hockey, you know something's coming. Even in football, if someone's really pissed off, they could take a shot at you. I mean, it has happened before.
In baseball, you see guys charge the mound.
Well, you saw
Joe Kelly.
Stanton.
You saw Stanton.
Joe
Kelly actually hit a guy with a pitch, motioned for him to come out, and throw a punch at him and landed. Who was it that charged the mound? I've already forgotten.
I don't remember.
It was Tyler Austin, right?
Tyler Austin and the Yankees. Fine. Who was bigger than him? A lot bigger than him. But Kelly stood his ground, threw a couple of punches. At least in baseball, you have that. In basketball, you have nothing like that.
Right. In baseball,
there are always five people in between you immediately.
And if in baseball, if you run your mouth, even more than the actual physical fight, if you run your mouth, I mean, they can throw at your head.
You're gonna get hit.
Yeah,
yes.
Like a 100-mile-an-hour pitch to the head is much more. What would you rather have happen? A 100-mile-an-hour pitch hit you in the back. Say you turn properly and it hit you in the back, or taking a punch to the face.
Which would I rather have?
Yes.
I would rather have, I don't know, 100-mile-an-hour fastball to the back.
I would much rather get punched in the face.
Would you?
Yes.
I'd take the 100-mile-an-hour fastball in the back.
I think so, I would, right? too.
Yeah. Well, I've been hit in the face an awful lot.
That's
so
true.
I can
you have the experience.
Yeah. Someone hits you in the face, and if they don't break your eye socket or something, I would rather get hit in the face than hit with an 100-mile-an-hour pitch. That's one of those things that hits you in the back, and then like it does damage that you don't even know about. That's like something that lingers. It's something that you're down on the knee.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather get hit in the face or be hit in the back of your leg with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball? Right there on the hammy.
Oh, on the hand. Well, if it's in the meaty part of the leg.
Right.
Yeah, if it's on the knee, then I'd take the punch in the face.
Well, a knee could do serious damage. But no, it hits you on the thigh.
I'd rather take the fastball on the thigh than get punched in the face.
Oh, boy. Well, we should do a test where someone hits you in the face.
As soon as you do that sports cast for Channel 7. Well, same Channel 4, sorry. Well,
I'll be there on Sunday.
And we'll do it in the studio.
I'll get a jugs machine, right? And I'll put it at 100 miles an hour.
Bring
Chris
Salen.
That's right. Great gig.
Wallach has volunteered to stand there while you drill him.
I would pee myself if I was left-handed head of face sale.
Yeah, no
oh,
kidding.
Boy, well, yeah. Yeah, no fun. Bad. You got to have balls of steel to stand in there. Yeah, oh,
no, thank you.
Mochi, I would not want to do that. And LeBron James is on the cover of the new 2K19, the 20th anniversary.
It's a legacy edition.
Of said video game.
Yep.
And
what are those words behind him?
Okay, I'll tell you. Here's the deal.
Okay.
LeBron is on the cover of the new NBA 2K19 20th anniversary video game and was asked to personally select words to describe him.
Jesus.
To be included in the cover art. And I'll tell you, he chose the words like king, strive for greatness and equality, and also goat. He's labeled himself the greatest of all time.
Who in the room is surprised?
And he says the James gang, which is Brony, Bryce, and Zuri. And he is all that. Yeah, he goat right there. You
I
can
would
see
like
it. It's right behind
greatest
his head.
Of all time placed right next to my head on this video
and
game.
And chosen one.
Ugh.
I driven, I promise. So he's got all that. He thinks very highly of himself. They will know your name, he says, as an ode to nefarious people everywhere. Well, Dan Roach, thank you for coming in.
Good to be here, Freddie.
A lot of people think that I'm mean to you.
You're not.
It's I'm
all
not.
Fun.
I'm really not.
Well, Zolak's here. Here we go.
I'm really not. Well, Dan.
Good baseball team. Got that going, Fred?
Man, we'll see.
We didn't even talk about the Sox today.
No, we talked about your ignorance
your
of the rules
tag.
Of baseball. But nonetheless, have a good time, Danny Roach, at Foxborough. Everyone watch him on WBZ television tonight. The best coverage locally of the Patriots. And maybe you'll be in tomorrow.
Zoe's wearing his flip-flops.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure everyone
as he should.
That.
Are you gonna think you're gonna come in tomorrow, Dan?
If you need me, call me. Call me at 4.
Well, I texted you at 3.
I know, but I just call me. Call the house.
All right.
Pam's not upset. What you guys?
No, she gets up every day at work out at 4:30. So
oh,
it's
really?
Not a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, okay. That's unhealthy. But anyway, Dan, thank you so much for the time. We'll be right back. We'll find out what Zolak and Bercher and Evan store.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Five, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Dan Roach is off to parts unknown. He's off to Foxborough for OTAs. You can see him on WBZ television.
So where do we stand on the whole sportscast thing? Are you in? Are you out? What happened? I mean, we batted it around for a couple hours. Your original statement was, you know, that'd be easy to stand there for 90 seconds and do sports because there are a lot of highlights involved. And Dan came back at you and said, you have no shot. You would be horrible at it. And you disagreed with that. And I know WBZ offered you the opportunity to do a sports update as part of their sports final program. You'd have to come in and tape it. And you said you wanted no part of that. But then you kind of hedged a little bit. Where does that stand?
It depends what's going on that Sunday. Like if one of my kids has a game and then right after the game I could just go there and do it, I'd do that. But if it's a Sunday where there's nothing going on, I'm not going to come in at 4.
So you are leaving the door open if circumstances are
right. I mean, I don't mind.
Go in and do it.
I don't mind. I'll do it.
Okay.
I don't mind doing it.
Well, let's talk to Joe and Jackie and get it done.
But if I just had a whole Sunday to myself, I don't want to do it. But if I'm, you
that's
know,
great commitment.
Yeah, that's right. Did you go to a kid's, get paid to go to a kid's graduation party in Connecticut?
What? What is wrong with you?
Did you?
That's a yes.
That's an absolute yes.
Yeah, because the kid was crapping on me on the internet. And then I looked at it, and there's a picture of you and this
really?
Kid.
Really?
Well, I got
so crapping
on you.
Higher.
This kid. And then I looked at it, and then there was some
it was
picture
a kid that
you.
I was with?
No. Oh, I think it was like an adult.
Really? How far did you have to
my
drive?
Sarge. I do parties.
How far did you have to drive for this?
No,
one?
It's a friend of ours, you idiot.
All right.
Never take somebody's grad
like it
money.
Would be out I of would. The realm I mean, of possibility hey, if someone offered you enough money.
Money
to go.
Walks and bull bleep talks.
That's what
I mean?
I'm saying. If someone offered you enough,
oh,
you'd
I'm
do
there.
It.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I
yeah,
have
absolutely.
A rate.
Fair
I
enough.
I definitely have an off the couch rate.
Yeah. If you want me for some reason to go to your party, you just provide transportation and money.
I've talked to Fred before with these rotary thing. Everybody's looking to have.
Oh,
that's
I did such a bad job at that rotary thing.
People called me. They swore at me.
I was awful.
Oh,
I was terrible. Absolutely terrible.
I hope Rich is okay. I really do. Like, that strep throat, it's a bitch.
I have a question to ask Zolak before we go through this. Zolak texted me a picture of his backyard. yesterday that was full of people. I mean, there are people everywhere in Zolak's backyard.
There,
it was a, it was like a cookout on steroids. What was being celebrated? Or did you just have everyone over?
It was just like pictures and stuff, prom, just prom stuff.
Oh, okay. Because yeah, there were about 30 kids in his backyard yesterday.
Eating and running around, bring the dogs over.
Okay, fair enough.
All that stuff.
It was like the normal day at the Zolak household. Now,
it's not bad.
Zolak actually has friends.
Oh, yeah. I know. I don't.
No,
I don't have 30 people I can invite over.
No, oh, no. Not close.
No.
I'd be lucky to get four people at my house.
Where's your little intern walking up for
you? Was he here today?
Floating around.
No.
He's not floating around the halls?
He wasn't
here. Tomorrow.
He's here tomorrow. Okay,
good
very
day,
good. Then. All right, excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
excellent.
Tomorrow's going to be the day.
So Rich is out today. Well, do we think he's in tomorrow?
No.
Okay. He'll be in.
Okay.
Strep's 24-hour thing, right, Dan?
Yeah.
Over and under, Rich being in, thumbs up, thumbs down, I think he's in.
If it's Strep, he should be in tomorrow.
Big thumbs down
because
from
Strep,
Dan O'Brien.
You're right, it is 24 hours because my son's friend had it and missed one practice and then was back for a game the next day.
Rich, stop kissing kids and stuff.
Okay.
<Rich answer. laughs> Break your balls when you're out. They break mine, man.
That's right.
Boy, God forbid I'm out. They do like 4 hours of me being out. Pray for Zoe.
Who does
I tell
it?
You what, dude.
Sometimes it happens on a Friday, so they get a little jealous.
I had that flu last year, and man, that thing gets worse every year. And get your flu shots.
I had
my flu shot, and I got that because I got my other strand, and I was like laid up.
There
laid
is
up.
A European country that is working on a cure for the flu, which I would say is excellent because it will develop a super fuel.
But Germans are smart. Germans are smart.
The Germans.
That's right. The touchers from Germany are known as
Germans. Must be the Germans. The Germans are smart.
Absolutely.
They like David Hasselhoff. They're good.
Yep, right.
Yeah.
I go to Germany. I can see my fellow touchers.
It's the Germans.
All right. What do you got going on today? I see Rob Hardy Poole is
He's
in
here.
The studio.
Which is strange because the Germans are not known for their pathological laziness, but you have pretty much thrown that out there, that you just don't want to move.
Yeah.
Like anything, you're down for anything as long as it doesn't require you doing anything.
Right.
That's not really the German way.
Well, I'm half Irish. Does that count? I don't know.
Like I went.
I don't know.
I went to opening day with Fred. Right, like you watch Fred, and you watch Fred move, you actually get tired watching Fred because Fred looks so tired. Like you make me tired.
I was moving at the same pace as you.
Yeah, we didn't say much. You're like, hands in my pockets. Just going over here. I'm going to go over there.
I should have
go to the bar to sit there. Like, hey.
I was talking to the corporate folk. I was out there in the Sky Lounge.
Schmoozing.
Yep.
Attaboy.
You just came over and chugged a drink and said, see ya.
That's all they wanted. They just wanted their moment with Zoe. They're probably happy with that.
Hit and run, man. They were good.
Listen, the way Zoe makes money is fascinating. All the appearances, he's just out there.
I don't have
there.
A lot of appearances.
He's just out there doing... I'm going to be at Mr. Sid next Thursday.
I'll be there tomorrow night.
Mr. Sid's?
Yeah.
They're gonna apparently doing they're apparently doing some makeover on me.
Oh.
Which, again, involves sitting.
So we're going to color hair. Oh, man, they're going to wax your face.
Are they giving you clothes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Makeover includes clothes, yes. Nice tight jeans. Oh, you're gonna.
That's a good get.
Nice.
That's a good get.
Nice.
You know what it came from?
What it come from?
Just talking on the air.
Yep.
Never mentioned Mr. Sid's, but here you go. You got it.
You got to stop pluralizing it. Zoe yelled at me about
it. It's not Mr. Sid's?
Mr. Sid.
Okay.
Sid's is like that infant death syndrome.
Sudden infant death
syndrome. Because I used to do that too. And Barry'd still be like, hey, we're not the infant death thing.
Hey, we're not Mr. Crib
Death. Singular. We're not Crib Death close.
We're saying Mr. Crib Death. Yeah. We're Mr. Sid.
All right.
We're not the close from the Crib Death.
I'm sure they're happy that you just put that in everyone's mind.
Party. I made it.
He brings a head of lettuce in every day and then chops it up and puts this most foul-smelling dressing on it, and he thinks he's being healthy because he eats a head of lettuce with a gallon of oil and vinegar on it every day.
Which Awaken 180 allows you, so you can do that.
All right.
As much sales you want.
What do you guys got cooking tonight?
Bertrand went to the baseball game last night.
Yeah, did you see the phantom tag?
He saw a lot of things. About seven different things we're going to peck through.
Okay.
And we're going to get back into the Gronkowski audio from
just
yesterday.
Just bits of lettuce flying everywhere.
Yeah, you really are spitting up a lot.
Oh, God.
All right.
Mavically up.
Well, it's either going to be a Hardy, Roach, or Rich tomorrow.
Okay.
So we'll figure that whole thing out.
Rich is sick again.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too. All right, everyone have a great day. That'll do it for our spot.